You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Hey, love. Welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The following podcast episode was a previously recorded Facebook Live video. Hello, my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful selfish babes. It is your girl, Olanike OC, in the house. And welcome to another Selfish Talk. I am super excited about this talk because it was requested. And I love doing requested videos where you guys kind of let me know what it is that you guys want to focus on when it comes to your self-love journey so that I can help aid you in any way that I can. So, hey, beautiful selfish babes. Thank you for checking in. My name is Vanessa, also known as Olanike OC on social media. And I am a self-love empowerment manifester. And what that means is that I teach millions of women, including myself, how to selfishly and authentically love themselves and also be accountable for the change and creation in their own life. That's another really big part about Selfish Babes, is really being accountable about your own change in your own life and being really, really accountable about that. And so today's Selfish Talks, I entitle it Two Major Ways to Get Over the Fear of Taking a Chance in Your Life. Two major ways to get over the fear of taking a chance in your life. And I thought this was a really, really good one. And I know that I have personally dealt with, you know, taking my own personal chances and getting through fear. And I'm really happy to be able to share that with you all. And I affirm that it helps you in any way possible in your life. And so when we're talking about taking a chance, right, different chances can happen within our lifetime. That could be taking a chance on maybe a new boyfriend or girlfriend. That could be taking a chance on a new job. That could be taking a chance on moving somewhere, right? Maybe you're moving to a completely different state, or you have the opportunity to move to a completely different state, a different scenario. So all of these are taking chances. Maybe it's going up somewhere and speaking for the first time in front of a large audience. All of this is taking a chance. What all of these have in common in terms of taking a chance is that you actually have the choice whether or not you're going to move forward in taking that chance, or whether you're going to allow your fear to paralyze you and not move forward. So I'm going to give you a quick example. There was a time, I think last year, where there was this event that I wanted to speak at, and I didn't really have much speaking experience except speaking in front of like maybe a small classroom of maybe 10 people in my class. And so there was a speaking engagement that I really wanted to speak of. It would be a larger audience, and I would kind of just go up there and, you know, talk. And I was like, okay, I knew it was something I really wanted to do. I knew I really wanted to develop my public speaking. So I said, okay, why not? Let me do it. And so while I was there, I was still very fearful. I was still scared. I was still very nervous before I went up to speak. But I still did it, right? I still took the chance and went on stage and I still spoke. And I could have not done it and I could have allowed my fear to paralyze me and not take that chance at all, right? But my thing is, and this is going to be the first major way in terms of getting over your fear, in terms of taking a chance, is I want you to ask yourself this question. And the question is, how will my life be any different if I don't take this chance? So ask yourself this question. How will my life be any different by not taking this chance? And then just kind of think about that for a quick little minute, because the answer should come up automatically. Because the answer that I'm getting is, how will my life be any different by not taking this chance? If you look around, you will know that your life will not be any different from not taking the chance. By not taking your chance, you're going to be in your same circumstances, whatever that may be. You may be comfortable, you may be unhappy, or you may be happy with your circumstance. So you see no need to take the chance, and that's fine. But I don't want you to allow your fear to paralyze you from not taking a chance. If you're super cool with not taking a chance and you're very comfortable with the life that you're living right now, then that's fine. By all means, don't take the chance and allow your fear to paralyze you. But if you're looking around at your life and you're like, should I take this chance or am I going to continue to be fearful about this? Should I take this chance or am I going to continue to be fearful about this and not do anything at all? Because for me, it's not so much being fearful about taking the chance. It's the fact that you're so fearful that you make no move. You make no move and you stay right where you're at. And so if you're going to stay right where you're at and you look around and you're not really happy with your circumstances, then why not take the chance? Why not take the chance and move? Because when you take the chance to either get that new job, maybe try that new love out, maybe start a business, maybe try a new school, maybe move different states or countries. When you take that chance, what you're saying is that I am willing to change my current circumstances, whatever they may be at the moment. So what you're saying is you're willing to change your current circumstances, whatever they may be at the moment. And I think just being willing to change your current circumstances is something that's going to be really, really good for you. And good enough in terms of taking that chance. I think sometimes, many times we are fearful of taking a chance because it's more so I'm afraid of failing, or what if this messes up? What if this is a big mistake, right? It's the what if. What if this is a big mistake? What if I mess up? What if I go broke? What if this wasn't the best decision, right? But my thing is, I don't want to live in a what if. You know, I would rather take the chance, and if it turns out it was a mistake, then hey, it was a lesson learned. Nowadays, I don't really look at things as mistakes. I just look at them as lesson learned. And that lesson learned is going to teach you a lesson no matter what the lesson is. You know what I'm trying to say? So for me, when it comes to taking a chance, I would rather take the chance and see where that road leads me, because first of all, it's going to change my circumstance. And also, it's going to allow me to know exactly what is going on, what's going to happen, because I could sit back and I can be fearful and not take that chance. And I could be like, dang, what if I would have did this? What if I would have started that business? What if I would have moved from Florida to New York? What if I would have tried that guy or girl out as a new lover? And you would just continue to live in what ifs in your head over and over and over and over again. And before you know, 20 years has passed. And you have all these regrets because you were fearful in taking that chance. And so for me, I think there's so many successful people out there that will tell you that a lot of their successes have come from them taking chances. And so if there's a dream or something that you're willing to do, or there's an opportunity that has come up for you in order to take a chance, I feel like it's better to take that chance if you're trying to see change in your life and if you don't want to continue living in the what if. If you do take that chance and it turns out you learned a major lesson to not do something again, then that's what you learned. You learned a major lesson to not do something again. And there's something, whether it's perseverance, strength, or endurance, you have gained something from taking that chance. That chance may not have always went the way that you wanted it to go, but you gained something from that, right? So let's say, for example, I went up on stage, right? And I started speaking. and I blanked out and I didn't remember what it is I had to say. Right? Remember, like, what if I do that? I'm glad to hear that, Jaleesha. Hey, beautiful. What if I did that and I just completely blanked? You know what? You know what I would learn from that learning lesson? My learning lesson from that would be, okay, Vanessa, maybe you need to practice more. Maybe you need to have more run-throughs. Now you know how you actually feel when you go on stage in front of a big crowd. If I'm going to blank out, then I need to make sure that all my lines are practiced. I know exactly what it is that I'm going to say. And that I can gear myself up to calm down when I go on stage. But guess what? If I didn't take that first initial step or that first initial chance in going up on stage to speak, then I would have never known that. I would have still stayed in my comfort zone, not knowing this information. And I think that's what you should take away from it. Not the, oh, what if this is a big mistake? It's the, what can I learn from this? How is this going to change my life? How is this going to change my character as a person? How can I endure more? How can I embrace adversity more? You know what I'm trying to say? Not expecting that adversity or endurance is coming from that, but that can be the way you can switch your thinking from what's going to go wrong to what can I actually learn? What can go right, you know, from taking a chance? So the first thing, the first major way is to ask yourself, how is my life going to change by not taking this chance? And that answer is, your life is not going to change. It's going to continue being the same life that you're living right now. So if you're unhappy with the life that you're living right now, then maybe you should take the chance. The second major way in getting over your fear of taking a chance is, for me, it's not actually getting over the fear. For me, it's not actually getting over the fear, but it's actually moving forward in your fear, moving forward in taking that chance despite having the fear. So the second way is actually moving forward in taking that chance in spite of the fear that you have. I think a lot of times we think, okay, I'm going to get over fear and then I'm going to do this, 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 and that. And it's really not the case. Because for me, I personally may have fear about a lot of other things in my life, but the fear doesn't stop me from taking a chance. I move forward through that fear, and I still take that chance. Because for me, when I move forward from that fear, and I shift my thinking and my perspective to, no, I'm going to move forward despite this, then I change my perspective. Because originally, what you're focusing on is, how do I get over this fear? How do I get over this fear? How do I get over this fear? And so all your energy and your emotions and your thought, right, is focused on getting over the fear, which I personally think is a waste of time and energy. I think that when you shift your perspective, it's not anymore how to get over this fear. It's what can I do with taking this chance despite me being fearful about it? I'm going to give you an example. Let's say that you're moving, you know, a long distance. Maybe you're moving from Florida to California, right? You can be like, wow, I'm really fearful about moving to California. You know, how can I get over this fear from moving from Florida to California? I want to feel comfortable about this. When it comes to change, many times you are not going to feel very comfortable about it because it's something that's not in your everyday routine. And because it's not in your everyday routine, you're not going to feel comfortable about it. You're going to continue to have fear about it. And honestly, I think that that is completely normal. But when you shift your perspective, for example, you can either be in fear and trying to get over your fear of moving from Florida to California and not pack your bag and not pack your boxes, or you can still be fearful about moving from Florida to California but still go ahead and pack your bags because you know you're still gonna go. So my thing is, you can focus on getting over the fear, but when you focus on getting over the fear, nothing is accomplished, nothing gets done. You're still feeling the way you feel about it. But then when you're not focused on that anymore and you still move despite your fear, then shit actually gets done. You're actually packing your bag. You know that you're going to actually take this chance no matter your fear about it because you know you want a change in your life. And the only way you can have a change in your life is to move through that fear and continue pushing, right? You're moving into something that's not comfortable anymore. And change is a lot of times not comfortable. It may not be comfortable those first few months, but you will get used to it. You'll get used to that change, used to that move, and you'll be able to learn different experiences from that change and from that move. So don't focus on the fear. Instead, shift your perspective on taking the chance, but moving through that fear by taking that chance. Like I said, so many successful people have said it, like, you know, they did so many things in fear. It's not about getting over the fear. Getting over the fear is a complete waste of your time and energy. It's just moving through that fear and doing it anyway because you know that you want something better, even if it is just that experience of having something new instead of staying stagnant in the everyday life that you may be living now and may be unhappy with. So that's what I would say my two major ways would be in terms of getting over fear. And I think it's funny that I still titled it that because it's not really getting over your fear. It's really just changing perspective as well as going inside of yourself and having some introspection and saying, hey, how will my life be different by not taking this chance? And your life's not going to be different. And so I'm hoping and I'm affirming that this has helped you. I see that I've helped Mr. Leisha. She said confirmation. Well, thank you, love, for tuning in. I appreciate it. And thank you all, my selfish babes, for tuning in for this quick selfish talk. I'll be doing another one tomorrow. I wanted to announce that I am opening up the 5-day challenge. It's the 5-day Affirming Her challenge. What this challenge is about is us affirming our vaginas, ladies, us affirming our vaginas through yoni and vagina affirmations, really getting more connected with our vaginas. I have the link above to sign up. I'm also doing a giveaway where I'm going to pick 3 lucky ladies that are doing the challenge to win a $50 Amazon gift card, 2 luxury body baths, as well as a handwritten note and 2 personalized affirmations from me. So if you want to get in on that challenge is going to start this coming Monday, December 4th. You can click the link above this video and you'll be able to sign up. And if you have friends that want to sign up and do this challenge with you, I would highly recommend getting all your ladies' friends, invite them to the group, share the link, and allow them to take part in this challenge as well. I love you ladies so much, and I'm affirming a beautiful day. And move through that. Move through it. Take the chance, take the risk. Listen to your intuition when you are taking the chance and taking the risk. But nothing good is going to happen in your life without some type of change. If you want to stay where you are and you're super comfortable and that's where you're at and that's you're good with that, then do you. But if you know you are ready for a change, you're going to have some fear associated with that change. But don't let that fear stop you. Instead, still continue moving. Still continue moving through that fear. Another example would be going to the gym. You may not like going to the gym, right? You may be like, oh, I got to go exercise today. Oh, I got to go lift these squats. I got to go do these squats today. But no matter how you feel about it, whether you feel good about it or feel bad about it, it's about you actually doing it. So it's like you can decide to not go to the gym and exercise. Then 10 years pass and you find out you have heart disease or something, or clogged arteries, or just something with your health that could have been avoided by you going to the gym. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. It's about what did you actually do? What was the action that you took? So my thing is really focus on the action, taking the chance. How is this going to change my life? What improvement may I see in my life from taking this chance? But move forward. Take action, selfish babe. We're about getting some stuff done. We're about change, and we are about accountability for the change and creation in our own life. And in order for you to have change and creation in your life, you're going to have to take action, and you're going to have to take action despite having any fear about whatever that may be. So that's my last little tidbit. I love you, ladies. I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing evening. If you have any questions about this video, just comment them below, and I will definitely comment back. Love you.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow @selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram @AlinieGayOC. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.